How to conduct a sales training session. That's what you asked. That's what I'm going to deliver for you today on this edition of the Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and today we're talking about how to conduct a sales training session. Now, sales training is really controversial. You'll be shocked to hear that, I know. Many people say that sales training is useless and you should just throw people to the wolves, put them out in the field, let them learn on their own, or pair them with a successful rep, let them learn side by side with somebody else. I totally disagree. I think there are fundamentals, there are foundational knowledge points that people need in order to do things correctly. And sales training delivers that. Sales training also provides people with confidence. So today in our show, I'm going to give you the 5-step process to conducting winning sales training. And then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share a 6th step. And this 6th step will cement everything. It will bring everything together. Now, here's the thing. If you do the 6th step, people will retain all the information that you've given them in the sales training session, and they will keep it with them throughout their entire career. I've learned things in sales training 30 years ago that stayed with me today because of this 6th step. If you don't do the 6th step, people are going to forget about it. It's going to go in one ear and out the other. So here's your 5-step process. And then at the end, there's a 6th step you don't want to miss. Stay with me for the entire video. All right, diving into the content. Step 1, how to conduct a sales training session. First, have clear objectives. You, the sales trainer, whether you're the sales manager or a trainer brought in to train a sales team, you got to have clear objectives. What do you want to get out of this sales training session? What do you expect to achieve as a result of your time with the people in the room? Do you want better clients? Do you want more calls? Do you want more sales, higher volume and better clients? And if that's what you want, your training needs to be focused specifically on that. Now, here's the most important thing about clear objectives. Your objectives, you should only have 3 of them, and you should state them up front and get buy-in from everyone in the room. How do you get buy-in on the objectives up front? Well, you open the meeting up and you say, "Welcome everyone, I'm so glad you're here. Thanks for joining me today. Let's go around the room and let's see what everyone hopes to get out of our sales training time together today." And then the people will tell you. And then you list on a flip chart or on a whiteboard the 3 specific objectives that you want to get out of the training, and you also capture the objectives that everyone else wanted to get out of it. That's how you start with clear objectives. You say, these are the 3 objectives that I'd like. Here are the objectives that you'd like. Now, you can move on to step 2. And step 2 is, what's in it for me? And I'm not talking about you, Mr. or Mrs. Sales Trainer. No, I'm talking about the people in the room. So you've gathered the objectives from all of them, and then you've got your own objectives, and you said, okay, here's what I'd like to get out of our time together, and this is the list of things that you told me you wanted. What's in it for you? Why do you want all these things? Now, salespeople are going to tell you they want to make more money. They're going to tell you they want to not work as hard to make their money. They're going to tell you they want to feel good about what they're doing. They're going to tell you they want to be the best. They're going to tell you they want recognition. All that is great. The what's in it for them is critical. So spend as much time as you need to on getting out of them what they're looking for. And then at different points during your sales training, check off the things that you've delivered to them on the what's in it for me list. So Jane, you said you wanted to get better clients and you wanted to work a little bit less. You didn't want to quite work as hard to get those better clients. We've covered 3 things already this morning. Which of those 3 things is most useful? Jane will tell you. You say, okay, does that help you get more clients with less work? Jane will say yes. You say, great, and you check that off on the list. The what's in it for them is essential. Your objectives are not going to be met unless you help the people in the room become successful. So get your objectives out in the open. That's 1. And then 2, what's in it for me, meaning what's in it for them, that's the 2nd step. The third step in running a successful training session is user-generated content. Now, what do I mean by that? Before the session starts, you should single out a handful of people. If it's a full-day session, probably 5 people. And each of those people are going to share in the session best practices related to a point you want to make. So if I'm covering objection handling in a sales training session, I'm going to pick one of my reps out and I'm going to talk to him in advance. And I'm going to go to him and I'm going to say, "Hey, Jim, listen, you're great at handling objectives. So if you're covering objection handling in your sales training session, you're going to go to one of your reps in advance. Let's say his name is Jim. And you're going to say, "Jim, you're fantastic at handling objections. I'd like you to talk to the group about the different objections you get. What are the 5 most common objections you receive, Jim?" Jim will tell you. Then you say, "Jim, talk to me about how you rebut, what's the rebuttal you use for each of those objections?" "Great. Explain why each of those works." Jim will tell you. This is in advance of the meeting. You're having this conversation with Jim. Then you say, "Okay, Jim, I'd like you to do that exact same thing in our session when we have our sales training session. And then maybe you and I will role play some of those, okay?" And Jim says yes. So when it comes to objections at that segment of the training session, you turn to Jim and you say, "Jim, talk to me now about objections. You're the best we've got at handling objections. What are the 5 most common objections?" Just like you rehearsed it. You're rehearsing this in advance with Jim, and Jim and you have done everything in advance to cover this. So when you get into the room with Jim, he does it just like you rehearsed it. And it's user-generated content. It's content from the audience. Now, why is this important in sales training? If I stand in the front of the room and I pontificate and I tell people how to do it, but I'm not out in the field with them every day, they're going to say, "That's great, but this guy hasn't sold in 25 years. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about." Or they'll say, "That's great. This guy's a sales expert, but he doesn't sell what I sell. So what does he know?" But when somebody from the room who's one of their peers gives a best practice that works out in the field, that's valuable. This is an essential element. This is a critical element to sales training. User-generated content should be at least 1/3 of the entire sales training session. Think about that for a minute. So you're talking 2/3 of the time, but they're talking 1/3 of the time, sharing their best practices with everyone else. That's powerful, and that makes your sales training session work really, really well. All right, step number 4, you have to have action items. So for each segment of your sales training, you're going to have an action item that people should take away. Remember, we did flip charts or whiteboard before. You had your objectives, you had the things they wanted to get over here, you wrote them down. Then you're going to write down on the other side the action items. So segment 1 was how to start a conversation with a new prospect. The action items are start 3 conversations with new prospects, take notes, and then share them with the group in the email or in the chat box on our discussion forum. That's the action item for that segment. So each segment is going to have an action item. And then at the end of the day, you're going to review all the action items as well from each of the different segments. Action items are critical because that's what people will take away from the meeting. I also recommend that you do at least audio recordings of all your sales training. My preference is video recordings, but audio recordings of all your sales training, and then have those transcribed and send out the transcript to everyone so that they can look through and match their notes up with the transcript from the meeting. Again, action items go in the transcript. They also go on the whiteboard or on the flip chart. And then you email them to everyone afterwards. And then they owe you something for follow-up to tell you how they took action based on your sales training afterwards. Okay, step number 5 in how to conduct a sales training session is recognition. At the end of the session, you should recognize, 1, everyone who participated, like Jim, who gave us that great role play on objection handling. Jim should get to come to the front of the room, get some applause, get a nice framed certificate and a gift card to Amazon or an iTunes gift card or a gift card to a local restaurant. You should recognize the people who participated, somebody who answered a lot of questions, somebody who asked the best question. Maybe give them a round of applause and a lottery ticket. Recognition at the end of a long day of sales training is fantastic because it ends everything on a high note. It ends everything on an upbeat note and people feel great about it. Okay, those are the five steps to conducting a winning sales training session. Now, I'm going to share with you the sixth step, the one thing that cements everything, the one thing that holds everything together. Before I do that, I want to make an offer to you. I want to give you something special. I want to give you a free gift. If you scroll down into the description of this video, you will see a free gift from Dave. It says it right there, free gift from Dave. And it tells you to go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. That website will take you to my sales system. It is a combination of marketing and sales for people just like you, sole practitioners or people who are part of a sales team that are out there looking to do relationship-based sales, consultative sales. If you're a consultative salesperson and you're looking to grow your business, download that Revenue Roadmap Guide. It's absolutely free. You can customize it. There are questions in there. You customize it for your business. And you'll be able to use that to grow your sales right now. It's my gift to you. Thanks for watching. Okay, now let's give you the sixth thing, the one thing that if you do this, it'll cement everything. And if you don't do it, your sales training will go in one ear and out the other. And that is follow up on the training by catching people doing things right. Go out into the field immediately after the training and do a video of someone in the field implementing your sales training and then share that video with the entire team in an email. Do this over and over again, demonstrating each of the tips that you gave them in sales training. Do at least a dozen, at least 12 videos, catching people doing things right, catching people using your training in the field. Highlight it in a video, send that video out via email, do it at least once a week for 12 weeks following the training. You know what's going to happen? That stuff is going to stick in people's minds. That stuff is going to stay with people forever. They will remember the training because it's going to be positively reinforced in those videos. Follow up catching people doing it right. That's the magic formula to making your sales training work. And that's how you conduct sales training. That's how you conduct a winning sales training session. Scroll down to the next video. It's right below me right now. Click on that video for more videos on how to manage a sales team and more on sales training. I'll see you in the next video.